At the Winter Olympics in Vancouver, the speed skater Martina Sablíková has taken her second medal, and the Czech Republic's third, after finishing third in the 1500 metres. Sablíková prefers longer distances, and said even she was surprised by Sunday's bronze.
I didn't even want to take part in the 1500 meters because I was afraid how it might affect my performance in the 5000 meters later. What's more, there wasn't much between the competitors and I didn't imagine I could take the bronze. My trainer's tactics were great to do the first two rounds with my hands on my back and race very technically, which worked out. I had a lot of strength left for the final round and I think that was the decider.
And Martina Sablíková is widely expected to pick up a third medal on Wednesday in her best distance, the 5,000 metres. Staying in Vancouver but moving on now to ice hockey, and after two victories over Slovakia and Latvia, the Czech Republic were beaten 4-2 by tournament favourites Russia on Sunday. The key moment came at the start of the third period, when an open ice hit by Alexander Ovechkin on Jaromir Jagr saw Jagr separated from the puck, allowing the Russians to score their third goal. Afterwards, the Czech star blamed himself for the defeat.
I'd prefer to forget about it, but if I hadn't made that mistake, it would have been a completely different game. We went two goals down and it was hard to get back into it, even though we came close. But my mistake decided things. I made a wrong decision. I saw Ovechkin, but didn't see anybody I could pass to. I tried to go past him, but it was a mistake. I made the wrong choice.
Jagr and Co's next game is a last 16 clash with Latvia on Tuesday. If they get through that, their likely opponents in the quarterfinals will be Finland. In cross-country skiing, Lukáš Bauer, who'd previously taken bronze in the 15-kilometer freestyle, could only finish 7th in the skiathlon on Saturday. Nevertheless, Bauer performed well in what was a dramatic race and can go into the relay and 50-kilometer freestyle with some confidence. Spare a thought, though, for Tomáš Kraus. After dominating the sport of ski cross for about a decade, the 35-year-old was hopeful of reaching the podium when it was finally included in the Olympics for the first time. But a mistake in Sunday's heats ended the dream for Kraus. He says it's too early to say whether he'll have another go in 4 years' time. That's all the sport for today.